Central New York workers' rights groups want to ensure workplaces are safe as the region prepares to start the reopening process. While most might see restarting the economy as a sign of progress, WAER health reporter Scott Willis tells us others are worried about the area's vulnerable residents.
Governor Cuomo says manufacturing, construction, landscaping, and agriculture are among the businesses that could resume here and in neighboring regions by week's end. But advocates say those who typically work in those sectors are immigrants and minorities with little or no health insurance, making low wages.
We're going into a really scary time of reopening, and there's so much we really don't know yet. So we're really worried about the jobs need to be safe jobs and healthy jobs as we reopen the economy.
Jeanette Zeckler is Director of Preventive Services at the Occupational Health Clinical Center in Syracuse. She joined a recent Facebook Live event hosted by the Worker Center of Central New York. Zeckler worries workplaces won't be prepared to safely welcome back employees.
The dangers that work have to be controlled. It's not only personal protection equipment that is a part of controlling dangers, but there are many other ways, like eliminating the danger, substituting something in the way, designing something different, or just scheduling type demands.
Zeckler says workers have the right to be protected from typical workplace hazards and now from a dangerous virus. Others say COVID-19 has exposed weaknesses in the healthcare system. Ursula Rosum is with the Campaign for New York Health, a statewide coalition behind a movement to create universal healthcare.
We have to think about how this system can hold up in the face of the pandemic, and it's not holding up. As we are learning that the people who face the brunt of the current crisis are the exact same people who are struggling to get healthcare even before the pandemic. Black people, indigenous people, immigrants, people with disabilities, undocumented immigrants.
Rosum says the pandemic has revealed a new level of racism and inequality that only a universal single-payer system can resolve. Scott Willis, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.